try to get a variety of people to want to share. And so I'm so thankful for Jennifer that she was willing to say yes and to share some things that God has put on her heart. So, well, let's just pray for Jennifer. Lord, we thank you for the Turner family, for Jennifer, for Bobby, for Irene and Yancey. Thank you for bringing them to new beginnings. Thank you for your hand upon their family, Lord God. Thank you that you are Lord of that family. We just pray a blessing upon Jennifer now as she comes to share. Just speak through her Holy Spirit the things that we need to hear. Give us hearts to hear. So we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, yes. All right, so I only have 8 to 10 minutes, so we're going to speed through this. This is not my testimony. This is just a story about what God has done recently, because Judy sometimes does this. When she does openings, she'll share something that is happening recently, and I thought, yeah, I like that idea. So that's what you're getting this morning. So my word for the year is follow, and I thought it was going to be an easy word, because you think, like, if you're following someone, how hard can it be? Unless sometimes when I'm following my husband, he's driving and he speeds up and I'm not quite as fast as him. So sometimes it's hard to follow him. But as I was had this word this year, I thought, this is going to be easy. Like, I already learned how to trust. That was a word a couple years ago. And last year was obey. Like, how hard can it be to follow? It's hard. But I can look back and see how God has led me, and I'm looking forward with anticipation to what he'll do in the future. And so what I wanted to share with you a little bit about today is my writing career, because that's what I do for a living. I write web content. And it started when I was a little kid. I loved to read. And when I was 3 years old, I grabbed a book, sat beside my grandmother Evelyn, and I started reading. And she was like, "She's 3 years old. How can she read?" I was reciting my story, my favorite story, word for word. I was not reading, but she thought I was a prodigy, you know, I could read. And ever since then, I've just read on the bus to school, family gatherings. I'd be in the corner reading. And even now, like, if you set me loose in a library, bookstore, or even those free little libraries, I found another one this week up in Lebanon. I was so excited. And Yancey's like, "Mom, you've got to stop. Like, don't stop at all the little free libraries that are on the side of the road." And I have to stop. There has to be treasures in there. This whole idea of reading, and my kids laugh at me because I usually have 4 books going at once. I'll have an audio book, a paper book, an ebook, and a book in my purse in case I get stuck in traffic, because, you know, nobody wants to just sit there and look at the lights. You got to read, right? Not really. I don't read at traffic lights. I just read. And there's little gigglings over here criticizing why I can't keep up. Is that what you said? Yeah, probably. Probably. As a side note on that, I was frustrated this morning because my printer was not cooperating to print out my little message here. And I was a little short with you, Colleen. I wanted to chit-chat with you more, but I was just, I sometimes get like Yancey. I get so, like, focused on the thing that I can't let it go. So, like, I spent like an hour and a half this morning frustrated about this computer. And as I was getting ready for church, God was like, "The computer, like, it's acting broken right now. You still feel broken because you like to read so much, and because you're contemplative, and you like to have a lot of alone time to think, and you, when you do right things, you're very thoughtful." And God's like, "That's not broken. That's whole. Those are things that I've given you, these abilities and these desires, because this is what you need to be able to fulfill God's will for you." And I was like, "That's great. It would be really great if you could fix my printer, but also thank you for fixing me, that these things that make me who I am, it's not brokenness, it's a wholeness. It's important." So, on to the writing, because you have to read a lot to be a good writer. And I started my writing career at age 13 with journals. So please, when I die, burn them. Thank you. They are scary. But in high school, I won awards for creative writing, speeches, presentations. Like, I could write, and I was rewarded for it. So that was kind of cool. I even, before email, it's kind of funny, but when I found a list of Christmas cards, like, I wrote 150 people a Christmas card. It's a little, like, bizarre, yeah. So yay for email now, and I'm sorry, but I don't write any Christmas cards anymore. That time is long gone. And so in 2011, when I said to a friend, I would really like to have a job where I can make some extra money on the side. I don't want to leave home because I'm still homeschooling my kids, but I want to do something. And she said, I have a friend that writes content online, so check it out. You like to write letters. You like to do all this. You'd be really good at it. So I got hooked up with this friend, and basically content writing online, if you read it online, somebody like me wrote it. So, you know, the web pages for our church, did you write that?
No.
Okay. Someone did? Okay. Somebody wrote those things. You know, obviously they don't just appear on the page. If you go to Amazon and the product description, someone like me has probably written those. Blog posts for businesses, usually they're written by someone, freelancer or a marketing company even. So that's what I do. And it's interesting, some of the things that I learned. So I'm going to just throw out some technical terms here. I know it's a foreign language. And I'm not trying to advertise my services, so don't feel like you have to hire me, but I can tell you kind of what I do. Let's say Dave's company wants to place really high in Google for refrigeration Lancaster. So I would add that keyword to some kind of content, like a blog about why it's important to clean the coils of your refrigerator. So adding bizarre keywords are something that I can do. When you are reading something online and there's a link that goes to something else, I usually am able to find the link to something else and link it back in the content. So somebody has to do that. Let's see, what else? There's certain word counts I have to meet. The Facebook ads that you read and social media posts, like companies will, I don't know, like the Mannheim Library a lot of times will post activities and stuff that they're doing. That's something that I would be able to do. And it's very specialized. But what is interesting is that I have learned these skills one step at a time. I didn't start my career knowing how to do all of this. It's something that I've learned step by step. And so I was thinking about that in this whole concept of follow, that you don't just start at point A, like in Mannheim, and just follow God, and like the second later you're in Lancaster City. Like, there's steps you have to take to get there. And that's really what God has done in my life. So the next thing that I want to talk to you about as far as my writing career is that I have gotten way, in the past, way off track on balance. And my husband, I didn't really tell him what I was going to talk about today, but there were many times that he was like, could you get off the computer already? Like, you're just on it all the time. And I was, because this business is very competitive. There's hundreds of people like me who are trying to write this content, and I needed to be online all the time to be able to snag the jobs, do the work, do revisions. It was very competitive, and I felt really driven, not led, but like, I got to do this, I got to make this happen, and it was a computer addiction. It was wrong, and so that's something that I've come to terms with in the last 2 years. Like, we're going to stop and reevaluate, and what is the priority, what's important. It's not the praise and accolades. It's not the paycheck. It's not the acceptance. It's not the, oh, you're doing a great job. It's family and what I'm supposed to be doing at home. So I still write, but I have better balance, and I'm grateful for that. And so that leads me to yesterday. I decided to attend a writer conference. Lancaster Christian Writers meets once a month, and yesterday was their Super Saturday, so they had a whole day conference. And I'm grateful for my husband letting me go. I kind of told him I was going. I didn't ask permission, so I guess I should qualify that. But he took the kids, they went to work, and I came home, and everyone was alive and happy, so thank you. I'm working myself out of a job. I guess that's okay. We'll talk about that another time, the whole children growing up and mothering ending and all that. Anyway, so as I was at the conference yesterday, even before that, the whole week before, actually 2 weeks before, I was really nervous. I thought, it was at Lancaster Bible College. I went there to college. I graduated. And I thought, what if I go there and I get lost? I mean, because you know, the campus is so big, like, but I'm like, I'm going to go and I'm going to get lost. I'm not going to know where I am. And then I'm going to walk in and I don't like crowds, and so I'm not going to know anyone, and I'm going to have to sit by myself. And then what happens if God tells me I'm supposed to write something? Then I actually have to put this stuff I'm learning into practice? Like, I was just so afraid. And someone mentioned to me that I should probably read Psalm 23. And it says, let me find it here. It's over here. I think this might be the Message. I'm not sure. It's not the King James that I memorized as a kid. It says, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I am not afraid when I walk at your side, when you walk at my side. Sorry, somehow we're walking together there. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me a 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me all the days of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. And so as I thought of that chapter, I thought, okay, well, I don't have to fear because God is with me. He's directed me to go to this conference. I'm available. I'm doing this, so obviously he's going to be there. I'm not going alone. And wouldn't you know it, I pulled into campus and there are signs all over the place. Writers conference, writers conference, writers conference. So there was no way I was getting lost. So that was an answer to prayer. And then I went in and I sat beside a lady and we started talking. And she actually is a professor at LBC, but she has a book that's on sale now, a devotional. It's at Barnes & Noble, I think. And they're displaying it right beside Mere Christianity. So I'm like, oh, I'm sitting beside a celebrity. Isn't this so cool? And she's like, yeah, no, I'm not a celebrity. The lessons, everything we learned yesterday was very interesting. And I came away from the day convinced and encouraged and motivated and just reminded that I have a gift and I need to use it. I want to use it. And so I'm feeling through all of that prompted that I need to be working on my book, and it's going to tentatively be called Stay in Your Lane based on the Sunday school lesson from March that I did. It's a very intimidating process. Writing a web page for a company is, you know, it's no big deal. But writing something personal, because this book will have some of my stories, so buy a copy and you'll hear all the juicy details of my life. Just kidding, not too many juicy details. But it's very, you know, it's a very vulnerable process to be able to write things and talk and just, you know, I have something to say, people are gonna wanna listen to this. But I'm just feeling very much that this is something in me that needs to come out. Psalm 39, verses 2 and 3. I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good, but my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. And they shared that yesterday at the conference. And I was thinking last night about so many of the talents that are inside each of us. It might not be writing. Please don't be a writer, because then you'll be competing with me, and I don't like that. Just kidding. But what is in you that needs to come out? I made a short list here, but we can think about it. Is it writing, preaching a sermon, baking gourmet cupcakes, which I hope someone likes to do that, because I like chocolate cupcakes. Making handmade cabinets, showing compassion to animals, running, drawing, fixing stuff, or serving people. The gifts and talents and abilities that God has given us are not meant to stay inside and be hidden. We get to express that. We are meant to express that. That's the purpose. And so that's my encouragement. I'm grateful that God is helping me to follow him as I express those gifts and talents. And I'm just also encouraging us that we can follow God and do what he's asking us to do. So that is my 8 to 10 minute spiel, and I would like to close in prayer, or what? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So Father, we thank you that you lead us, that we can experience your peace and presence and comfort and rest. Psalm 23 just talks about, there's nothing in there about the sheep feeling stressed or pressured. There's nothing in there about them having to find their own food and water. You do it. You make a way. We just follow you. And so I pray in each of our lives as we're following you that we would have our eyes on you and really be able to just take the time that we need to be in your presence and just calm and refreshed. Some of the stuff that you ask us to do can be scary, intimidating, but I thank you, Father, that you equip us and fill us. And I thank you that we can trust you to guide us each step of the way. Like, I may not know what's going to happen next, but I know I'm going to go to this writer's conference, and whatever's supposed to happen there, then we'll just go from there. And so it's a step-by-step. We don't always see the future, but that's okay, because we want to be right close up to you. We don't want to get ahead, and we don't want to be so far behind that we can't see you. We just want to be right up close to you. And I thank you that you're that kind of shepherd, that you can take that crook and just pull us in and hug us to your side. Thank you, Father, for your incredible love for us, that you have given us gifts and talents that we can use to really pour back to you in praise. Just thank you, Father, that each of us is valuable and that each of us is needed. And we love you, and we love each other, and just thank you for this body. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.